Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Have you ever gone on a holiday to another part of Europe and come back to a shocker of a mobile phone bill? Well, after years of trying, it appears that mobile roaming charges are to come to an end. Not immediately, though, but by Christmas of 2015. This follows a vote at the European Parliament today. John Kennedy is editor of siliconrepublic.com. He joins me now on the line. John, at last we have a date, December 2015. At least they'll kick in, I suppose, from the new year of January 2016. What is it going to mean for European consumers as they travel? And it's important to say travelling within your EU borders.
Okay, well, first of all, it's still within living memory when in Ireland people who lived in Cavan might have gone to the other side of their house and suddenly found themselves roaming onto UK networks. So let's just say bill shock would have been a factor that would have, you know, anyone who would have gone on holidays would have basically turned on their phone and, you know, they'd send a message to their friends or loved ones at home, and they come about a month later or 2 weeks later, they get their bill, and suddenly they're seeing ridiculous charges for something as simple as a text message or a 3 or 4 minute phone call or something like that. So by the end of 2015, we will have a situation where we'll basically have you know, standardised call costs across Europe, and basically the idea of actually being hit with bill shock will be over. Mm.
And it wasn't only those calls that you made; it was also the incoming calls. It was any sort of looking at your emails, any sort of downloading, maybe your children wanting to stream a movie on your iPad. It was all going to cost you.
Well, this is it. And the thing is now that I think the idea is that like if you look at, say, Europe as a whole, this idea of a single market, I mean, it was laughable when you called it a single telecoms market or any kind of single market when your phone charges were different from country to country. Whereas, you know, you look at the States, you could be in Florida or you could be in LA or you could be anywhere and you could still go online and get your email. And so basically the fact that you couldn't do that and you were constantly watching the bills meant that you basically... in a lot of cases, a lot of people weren't even turning on their phones when they went overseas. They
people were petrified because some people got shocking bills.
Well, that's just it. I think there was a statistic from the EU themselves that 94% of Europeans who travel outside of their home country would limit their use of internet. And I think 35% of Irish mobile customers would switch off the data roaming capabilities of their phones whenever they left or visited another EU country. So for seemingly a single European market, it was quite a laughable situation. Well, not laughable, but tragic if you were able to big bill, really.
It was being extremely tragic. Why did it take so... I mean, Neelie Kroes really made it her life's work, she said, but it took such a long time. Why did it take so long to get us to this point? And we're still a good year away from it.
Yeah, I mean, it was first mooted in 2010 that we'd have roaming charges would be abolished across Europe. But the vote that took place today was part of a broader package of proposals, including things like net neutrality, which meant that you wouldn't have ISPs or telecoms companies charging internet companies higher bills for simply sending traffic to people over the internet. So it was part of a broader set of proposals that involved everything from regulation to net neutrality and this. So I think this might have gotten through or might have still taken just as long or if not longer. So this first was mooted in 2010. The idea then was that we'd have it by 2012. Then the next idea was that we'd have it by the summer of 2014, this year. But no, it's going to be hopefully now at the end of next year.
John, what's in it? What's the payback potentially for the mobile companies?
Okay, well, the thing is, you have a situation where you make money by people using your services. If 94% of them are afraid to use their services every time they step out of their country, or in the case of Ireland, if 35% of them turn their phone off and won't use it while they're away, there's an upswing for the operators in that. There's some research into this as well that if people could actually have set roaming charges as they travel around Europe, that's potentially 300 million people who are going to keep their phones on. So
therein lies the business.
If that's not an upswing, I don't know what is.
What is meant by this phrase, net neutrality?
Net neutrality means basically when you think about it, if you want to watch a movie on Netflix, for example, at the moment, or if you want to watch something on YouTube or use your Facebook account, that's fine for you. But for the companies like Facebook or Netflix, they would have had situations where they would have been dealing with ISPs or carriers or telecoms companies who would charge them money to do so. And in the case of Netflix in the US, it recently did a deal with Comcast to pay money in order to not have its signal disrupted. So if you want to be able to watch a movie on Netflix with ease, or the RT player, for example, you wouldn't be hit with a situation but called throttling, which means that your signal mightn't be as good as it was. So instead of watching the movie or video almost instantaneously, you could be waiting and waiting and waiting. And one of the big debates in the States at the moment is that, you know, because the telecoms networks built the networks and all these other companies are making lots of money out of advertising and not having built the networks, should they not be paying the ISPs money? Now, the idea of what the European Union is doing and calling it net neutrality is that it should all, regardless of website, regardless of where you're getting it, there should be no mechanism blocking that. And that's what they've achieved with this. So it's a good day for internet companies. I think the telecoms companies will be probably feeling a bit bruised.
Okay, and a good day for the consumer. Is there any downside? Is there a possibility here that we'll see basic costs of mobile phone charges going up?
Now, there's a euro tariff that exists until that basically all making a call within Europe is capped at 24 cents, and that was introduced there in the last couple of years. Whether this will remain after this, I think there's still a lot of negotiation to be done to make sure that, you know, if, you know, because one of the things you want to watch is like, if I'm going to pay for a certain bill in Ireland, should not my counterpart in Belgium not be paying a similar bill to me? And so I think there's a lot the telecoms industry needs to figure out. But at the moment, we're capped under euro tariffs. But whether they will remain the same after this is really anyone's guess.
So there's a lot more that needs to be done, is what you're telling us.
Oh, the devil's going to be in the detail, definitely.
Okay, we'll wait and see the detail. John, thank you for joining us. John Kennedy, editor of SiliconRepublic.com.